PSPA News. Our impact during our 30th anniversary year. We've published our 2024 impact report, highlighting our achievements during our 30th anniversary year. The report reviews progress across three strategic goals: support and information, research, and awareness raising and involvement. Key highlights include growing the PSPA community by 1,482 people, bringing the total number of people the charity supports to 5,657. Our helpline responding to almost 10,000 emails and calls by providing emotional support and information to people affected by PSP and CBD. Meanwhile, 72% of carers attending online groups reported improved well-being. Last year, we extended the opportunities for people living with PSP and CBD and family members to take part in research by increasing our research register to 235 people. Research investment rose by 4% to £152,163, and 41 training sessions boosted 73% of professionals' confidence in supporting people with PSP and CBD. We also contributed to 5 key policy consultations, including the new UK government's 10-year plan for the NHS. This is just a snapshot of what we accomplished in 2024. You can read more about our work last year by viewing the 2024 impact report on our website. Animation to improve awareness among healthcare professionals. We've launched a new animation to help healthcare professionals better understand the symptoms of CBD. Narrated by Professor Hugh Morris, the animation helps to explain key symptoms healthcare professionals should be aware of and how they can support their patients live the best life possible. The animation stresses the differences between CBD and other conditions such as Alzheimer's, PSP and Parkinson's, as well as the importance of support from a multidisciplinary team. A loving tribute. A tribute fund dedicated to the memory of Ronnie Veronica Norris, 1956 to 2025, has raised almost £1,700 for PSPA. The majority of the money raised was from a collection organised by Leslie Wilson, chair of the Oak Ridge West Community Association, which Ronnie and her husband used to be members of. Regional events in Gloucester. We held our first regional awareness event for a day filled with connection, learning and support. Helpline Care Navigator Kathy Morton, along with other PSPA staff, welcomed 37 attendees to the event, all united by their shared experiences of PSP and CBD. The morning began with a presentation by Debs Furman, lead Parkinson's practitioner, who offered guidance on managing symptoms and explained the critical role of the Parkinson's nurse. Attendees were then joined by Jay Donnelly, atypical Parkinsonian syndromes coordinator, who shared an exciting research study that many may have the opportunity to participate in. The second half of the morning featured Razia Patel, physiotherapist from Gloucester's Community Neurology Service. Riza provided practical advice on staying mobile, shared information on exercises and equipment, and answered questions from the audience. The event ended with a PSPA-focused session led by Kathy Morton, who highlighted the range of services available to support families affected by PSP and CBD. She was joined by Matthew Whitby, PSPA's Corporate and Community Fundraising Manager, who introduced the new Pathway to Progress initiative. There are more regional events planned for 2025. Please check our website for more information. PSPA Podcast Series 3. Series 3 of the PSPA Podcast has now launched. The first episode is about dealing with a diagnosis and features Anna Smith from Rare Minds. Anna discusses the complexities of coming to terms with a diagnosis of PSP or CBD for both the person diagnosed and their family or carer. Anna delves into some of the wide variety of emotions you might experience, as well as providing some insight and tips to help you understand and process your feelings. This latest episode is available to listen to on our website or by searching for PSPA Podcast on Spotify or other podcast apps. To suggest future topics to cover, please email communications@pspassociation.org.uk. New study to understand variation in care people with PSP and CBD receive. A new study aims to understand why people with atypical Parkinsonian syndromes often face unequal access to care and services they need. Improve APS began in March 2025 and is led by Dr. Annalisa Kasarim at the University of Hertfordshire and Dr. Boyd Gosh at University Hospital Southampton. The two-year project will explore the types of support people receive, which services are most effective, and how location impacts care, particularly comparing those living near specialist centres with those further away. Researchers will review existing policies and conduct interviews with people living with APS, their carers, and healthcare professionals. They'll also map out service provision across various regions in England to understand how care teams collaborate or where gaps exist. The ultimate goals are to uncover barriers to access and recommend changes that could make the healthcare system more effective and provide recommendations to commissioners of services to improve the quality of life for people with APS. The research team will work closely with those affected by these conditions to ensure their experiences shape the findings. Thanks to the PSPA Research Involvement Group for their help with this project. If you would like to take part, please email annalisa.kasarin@nihr.ac.uk.